wrote a Gravia section of the New York Times, had a photographer here. They put in special lease telegraph wires because the local operator couldn't send fast enough, this press. And Indians flocked in here from as far away as Oklahoma to that trial. And he making just about stood on his head here for about a week or two while the trial was going on.
How many years ago was that?
That was back in the 50s. Mm-hmm.
And how old was the chief then?
Well, he was 104 when he died in 1970. He was pretty up in years even then.
He must have been.
But anyhow, we got this lawyer, and the courtroom was packed. All the reporters were there with their notebooks at the ready, and photographers everywhere. Crack reporter named Meigs O' from New Orleans Item came up. He made a big deal out of it in the headlines and all the papers. And by the way, the pictures were in the Rudy Garvey section of the New York Times. I remember that very well. And the district attorney presented the case, the evidence against him. It had all be done through interpreters. So this got up and he made a speech, man. It must have lasted an hour. He dwelt on the injustices the Choctaws had been submitted to by the white people, and all. He just raved there. The jury was not 10 minutes, not guilty. Turn him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty. He proved it. He shot him in self-defense.
You say you found a lot of Indian relics?
Oh, yeah, there's still lots of them, yeah. I have found five. I've been picking them up ever since I was a kid. All sorts of stuff. I'll show you down there. Have you got time to go by the museum today?
I would like to try it tomorrow.
Well, all right. We'll go by tomorrow. I have quite a collection down in the museum. Lots of other old things down there. You talked about lighted knots. That's what they used to use in the old cabins. I have some of those. They smoked and flared, you know, till they burnt out.
We could ask you some more questions about the house while it's fresh in our minds. Did you ever, you mentioned the stove in the kitchen. That burned wood?
Yeah.
You never burned any coal?
No, never heard of coal. It burned wood. Kalamazoo Range.
Kalamazoo.
Old Kalamazoo.
If people had coal, what did they keep the coal in?
They didn't have any coal.
Didn't have any.
There was no such thing as coal. Uh-huh. Had the wood box sitting by the fireplaces. Mm-hmm. They kept the wood in.
And you mentioned the smokestack on the evaporator. The
molasses mill.
The difference between a flue and a chimney, what? Sometimes I hear flue and sometimes chimney.
Well, a flue was generally a small chimney, as I understand it. It was just a small chimney.
Would that be these types you see on little houses?
Yeah.
Just on the roof?
Yeah, just a small one. Yeah. This house had chimneys on it, enormous chimneys.
Which starts in the ground.
All the way from the ground
outside.
Yeah.
I see. You mentioned the slop bucket, or the slop, what was it? You had it outside?
Outside the kitchen window.
The can?
That's where anything left over that was edible, the cook drops in there for the hogs.
Uh-huh.
He went out and put that in the hog trough.
Where would you keep water to drink?
Every time you wanted to drink water, you drew up a fresh bucket out of the well.
What kind of bucket was that?
Well, it's just a metal bucket. It had a windlass on the well, you know. And I know every time my grandfather wanted to drink water, get me a fresh bucket of water. So I had to go drop a fresh bucket. Go to sit there in a bucket with a dipper, and soon got warm, see? Get a fresh bucket cold. Every time company came, fresh bucket of water.
What did you say you milked six cows? What did you milk the cows into?
A bucket, a stool and a bucket.
Same type bucket. Mm-hmm. You don't remember cedar buckets then?
We had cedar buckets. We used the cedar bucket for the water that we drank them. Everybody drank out of the same dipper. Never heard about germs in those days, evidently.